Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you see the athletes get injured in the Olympics or in any sport, professional athletes, and then you see them the following week or even sooner or maybe a little bit longer returning to play, and you say, you know, I injured my knee in aerobics class and it's taking me 4 months to get back. What is it that they do? Is it some secret thing that athletes have that we don't know about? Well, we're going to tell you today. My guest is Dr. Scott Weiss. He's a licensed physical therapist and board-certified athletic trainer. Welcome to the show, Dr. Weiss. So the athletes, how do they get back to play so quickly?
Well, first off, Melanie, it's really great to be here. You know, I love the ACSM and I love the show. So once again, thanks for having me. But to answer you directly, you know, these athletes go through so much to get back from an injury. But some of the stuff that I can tell you initially is that their pre-injury fitness levels are a lot higher than the average person. So just taking that into account is one of the big variables how they get back. You know, their pre-injury status is a lot higher. So that's one major reason that things kind of move faster, their body flushes a lot faster, and they're mentally used to doing that. So I would say that's one major reason. Another one, they're not going to physical therapy twice a week. They're actually coming to physical therapy twice a day. So the frequency is a lot more for these athletes, and that alone can speed up the process as well. And then I'd like to tell you, lastly, you know, the athletes have a mindset of what we call the four R's. And the four R's are repair, refuel, rehydrate, and revitalize. And each one of those have a different level of understanding, where repair is putting in more protein to your body, refuel is making sure you're getting the right carbohydrates, rehydrate, obviously it's about water content, and then finally revitalize is about the vitamins and minerals. So there's a big nutrition component to it as well.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a huge nutrition component that people might not even realize. So when you talk about these four R's, are these something that you can give us specific suggestions of what you would tell somebody who's maybe the average weekend warrior, maybe a runner, maybe even a marathon runner, somebody who really just likes to walk a lot or take Zumba classes? What would the protein, carbs, obviously rehydration, you know, and then revitalize? We talk in multivitamins, a little extra B12s, a little extra folic acid.
Good question.
What do you like people to do?
Well, you know, the first thing I tell people is, you know, since they're injured, they think, you know, shouldn't have that many calories. I don't want to eat too much because I'm going to gain weight. And that's is really not the right thought. You need calories for healing. So one of the most important things is really making sure that you're maintaining your caloric intake. And that comes from a wide variety of stuff. When we talk about repairing, I mean protein, I'd say after an intense workout or after a rehab session, somewhere between 15 to 25 grams of protein in the body total to help repair damaged muscle tissue. I would say carbohydrates off the top of my head, we usually like to say about 1.2 grams per kilogram when you're really refueling the body with carbohydrates. Taking it then to hydration, usually about 16 to 24 ounces for a pound lost is usually, you know, what we kind of say off the top of our head. And yes, as you were saying, with Revitalize, vitamins, minerals are essential. And what we're looking at mostly is C, beta-carotene, selenium, I would say zinc, the fatty acids, stuff like that. That's really optimal. And if you put those together, you will be able to repair and recover faster.
That's great advice. It really is, because people don't think of the nutritional component. Now you've talked about physical therapy, that they go sometimes twice a day. And
yeah.
Yes, they have the mental acute, you know, that mental determination and will to kind of work it up through the pain. And we always say, you know, you and I and people in the business don't work through the pain, work up to the pain, but they go through it, right? They're willing to ice until it burns, push until it hurts, and try and get themselves past it.
You know, I would say that to a point, but that might be pushing it. You know, this is not Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers, no pain, no gain. It has to be really concise and focused right. And you have to understand what the pain is, what they're going through, and if it's the right pain at the right time. So it's you know, it's not a catch term or that phrase, you know, no pain, no gain, or work through it. Not all of them always work through it, because you have to really know exactly what you're working through, and that's important.
What about modalities, Dr. Weiss, like ice, bracing, wrapping? You know, what would you tell the layperson based on what Olympians and professional athletes do during whatever injury they're sustaining and then they're rehabbing and maybe getting back to play little by little? Do you like a brace? Do you like people to ice for the longer time? Do you like heat? Give us a little some of those.
Sure. You know, we use all the physical agents in rehabilitation. So, you know, be that as it may, each injury at a different time requires something different. But physical agents are used tremendously. So, yes, we use ice, we use heat. But what I've seen a lot more now at the Olympic training centers, they're doing a lot of contrast baths, which I think the average person can do as well, meaning they're kind of working out the circulatory system or the arterioles specifically. They would go into a hot tank, and right from the hot tank, they would go into a cold tub. And they would do that 3 or 4 times, contrasting hot and cold, which really is a great flush for the body. That's one main thing that they're doing with regard to physical agents. But coming from a physical therapist point of view, like myself, the manual therapy is the best. Any hands-on, really understanding the body, getting the body to reset, realign itself, and function properly, it's a lot about the hands-on. So, yes, there are a lot of different techniques. I'm big on manual therapy, but no doubt people these days, especially on the Olympic level, are using laser, deep muscle stimulators, the power plate for vibration, and compression garments. So there's a ton of rehab techniques that are out there that we're using. The one thing that I learned tremendously being at the Olympic Training Center is that meditation is a really important part of the rehab process. Sometimes when you get injured, you do get very stressed out. You're not sure what you should be doing. And certain forms of meditation, these athletes are doing them, are keeping them in a mental calmness. And I found that to be pretty fascinating also.
That is fascinating. So if we were to learn that mental calmness, learn to meditate, learn to kind of de-stress and, you know, kind of wind down a little bit, maybe then that would even help recovery a little bit faster.
Yeah, because a statement that people say is, stop trying to do the right thing. Just don't do the wrong thing, and the right thing will happen naturally. And that's a very, very important concept for the layman, for the athlete, or the recreational athlete to understand.
Ooh, I'd like you to repeat that, please, Dr. Weiss.
Sure. Basically, stop trying to always do the right thing. Just don't do the wrong thing, and the right thing happens naturally with the body. And it's just very important to understand that concept.
That is really great advice, and I think some of the most important advice we're giving you here is, you know, don't always try and do the right thing, but don't do the wrong thing, because that's where you're going to trip up and make your mistakes. So now, in the last minute and a half here, Dr. Weiss, give us your very best advice for injury rehab, like an athlete, how we can kind of get back into the swing of things, whether it's for functional fitness, whether it's for our daily activities, occupational type therapy, or whether we want to get back into play if we're a runner, a walker, an instructor, any of those things. Give us your very best advice.
Don't blow off your rehab sessions. Your rehab is so important. Once people start to function a little better, they stop going to rehab, and that's not the right mindset. You really should finish your rehab just like a doctor would say or an MD would say, finish your medication. So it's really important to get to the end of your rehab session and let the physical therapist, athletic trainer, or exercise physiologist discharge you. You don't decide when you're ready to go.
And give us a quick review of those 4 R's that you really find very important nutritionally.
Oh, sure. I like to just, you know, the 4 R's are repair, refuel, rehydrate, and revitalize.
And he's talking about proteins and carbs and rehydrating with liquids and revitalizing, making sure you're getting all your nutrients, your vitamins, your minerals. Really, really great information. And if you missed any of it, remember you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Thanks for listening. Stay well.